Robot or not?
People suggest dumb things sometimes for this podcast, and this is one of them. We already dealt with robots.txt, which is a text file and not a robot. People wanted to ask about like AIM bots and IRC bots, which again, it's going to be the same sort of thing. These are not really robots. They're software, but I wanted to ask the broader picture, which is these sort of software intelligences. If we extrapolate sort of where they live, which is in the internet and in this virtual world, is there a point where software intelligences in a virtual world are essentially robots? They're artificial creations. If we all end up in a VR world, are the bots that are in there, the things that are run by software and not people, are they robots at that point, or are they just software in the virtual world?
They're not robots unless we're all in the Matrix and don't know we're in the Matrix, and the things that we're calling robots are like the robots we're talking about in the show, where they're like machines that wander around and do things. I think the more interesting question is, why do people call these things bots at all? Why is it called an IRC bot? Why, or you know, AOL Instant Messenger bot or whatever, Slack bot?
People love robots. The kids, they love the robots.
It's because when you write a program that exhibits any sort of like mildly, not just autonomous behavior, but like it thinks it's people kind of behavior, where you will say something and Slackbot will reply with a snarky reply. And it's the simplest program in the world. It's just looking for a keyword and randomly picking from a list of replies and spitting it out. But that ends up being called a bot because nobody told it at that moment to say something. It's like it's waiting for input and it reacts to stimulus.
Springs into action.
According to a set of rules, right? Which is, you know, like the Roomba, right? And it's a software program that does it. And so they give it the name bot because it is different from, I don't know, a program that you just run that downloads a file or that like will spider a site and look for all the different files and download them all, right? That's not called a bot. A bot is a thing that like interacts with us a tiny little bit like a human would. Like it's using the same interface as a human. And, you know, the human types things into text, sees things other people type and types into a text box or whatever, or waits to be spoken to and speaks back. And so if we make a program that does that, we call it bots because like, oh, it's like a person, but not really. It's a dumb, silly mechanical type person, but it's fun. And so that gets to the heart of what real robots are. But none of those things, of course, are actual real robots. They're just taking the name because in the same way that we graduate from machine like a toaster oven to robot once it starts having a certain level of, again, I don't want to say autonomy, but a certain level of interacting with the world, even a little bit like living things or humans do, then we start to think it's a robot. And the same thing with programs.
But they're not robots.
Nope.
Robot.